The number of people dying by suicide is the highest it's ever been, and there's been a sharp increase in the number of Māori in those statistics. New official figures show Māori suicide rates have reached a record high. In the year to June, 169 people with Māori whakapapa died by suicide, an increase of 27 on the year before. Te Rau Ora is a national suicide prevention program aimed at Māori and Pacific youth. Its chief executive is Dr. Maria Baker. Morena.
Morena.
Why are we seeing, do you think, this spike, particularly in the last year, but really over the last 4 or 5, 6 or 7 years for Māori suicide?
This is a hard topic because it's personal to everybody, and no matter where we are across the society or communities in New Zealand, somebody knows somebody that's been affected by loss to suicide. So, you know, this is a real issue for all of us. When
Indeed. We
look at our challenges, Māori communities, and we also consider what is occurring across the ditch and in other similar countries with Indigenous populations that have been colonised, we unfortunately together are experiencing similar losses. So when we think about that, you know, it's embedded across most peoples around the world and some significant histories of oppression and other challenges. But I think the thing at the moment and what we've seen over the decade in terms of the complexities of our lives is that, you know, it's often prompted by the desire to stop some sort of distress and emotional pain, not necessarily the wish to die. And so, you know, we're probably in the worst deprivation kind of statistics and things like that in our country than we've ever been. You know, the rate of homelessness, the challenges with homes, less income, less education, and all those types of things. And we have to recognise that, particularly for our people, that not just culture and identity, but environment are really important markers of wellbeing for Māori. And really understanding each of the communities in terms of what the challenges are. You know, there are insidious inequities across our communities.
So you can't deal with the underlying causes unless it's a massive process of dealing with inequality. Is that what you're saying?
And look, it's complex. But inequalities, inequities, some of the issues that we've got, biases, racism, they're constant threats to the balance of Māori individuals and their communities, no question. You know, we've seen of late the Y2575 and the multiple reviews that are across sectors that are continue to state the obvious in terms of the challenges that we're all experiencing, but particularly for Māori.
Those are intergenerational issues, aren't they? I mean, they've taken a long time to evolve, and how quickly can you tackle those issues? I mean, all governments say that they are trying to deal with those issues, but haven't had much success in recent years.
I do think that there's a definite leadership in our health sector at the minute. This is the first time I've ever seen in my 20-plus years a Minister of Health drive the change, stand front line with us to say that things need to change, in addition to the Prime Minister, with the same values and the messages that resonate with us as Māori.
What would that change, what would that change actually look like on the ground?
Well, we do need to make sure that the investments in suicide prevention and postvention programs are getting into the grassroots. There are certainly some programs and people in communities that are making change, but, you know, we're talking about long-term interventions where programs are focused on building resiliency of young people are trying to assist them to cope through life's challenges, and some of that work takes time. In addition, there needs to be some urgent attention by our government, and we've seen across our sectors about being helpful when people are seeking help.
Can more social workers, boots on the ground, deal with these big systemic issues, which ultimately are about partly hopelessness?
Oh, of course they can. You know, we certainly believe in our Māori communities that the answers are in our homes and in our communities. There are people, there are champions in whānau, but together within communities, across sectors and services and other things, we need to do this together. And we've got the will to want to do this. There does definitely need to be some more grassroots and community approaches.
Dr. Maria Baker, thank you very much for your time from Te Rauora, National Suicide Prevention Program.